Hello, friends. The groups on duty today are Nahariya and Haifa 1. The right of speech goes to Haifa 1.
Boker tov, chavarim.
Good morning, friends. Good morning to all the world. Dear friends. I was thinking all night long and all day long, what will I say to this wonderful Kli, and thought, always comes back to that same point where everything starts from, our morning lesson, the morning lesson where we all gather, prepare the Kli, prepare the deficiency, all the friends awaken the burning heart and connect into one, connect to one desire where we have an opportunity right now to demand from the Creator to build a common prayer between us and to draw the light. That the whole world so sorely needs. We all need it. So let's truly help each other rise above reason, above all thoughts and problems, and together we will draw the light, we'll bring the Kli, we prepare to the Creator. We ask together for the quality of bestowal, not for ourselves, but for the whole world. L'chaim, friends.
We'll read an excerpt from Rabash's article, What is the Herdsman of Abram's Cattle and the Herdsman of Lot's Cattle in the Work? Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, then the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no descents. He, nonetheless, chooses to go above reason. Let's read it again. Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, then the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work. And he would have no descents. He, nonetheless, chooses to go above reason.
Mm-hmm. חיפה.
אבי, דבר.
איך אנחנו מחזיקים בגדלות ורומנות
הבורא באמונה למעלה? How do we hold on to the greatness and exaltedness of the Creator in faith above reason? Question for our workshop. How do we hold the greatness and exaltedness of the Creator in faith above reason?
Like the excerpt we read just before we started the lesson, we are above reason when we see the phrases greater and we are null before them.
Our connection to the Creator is through the friends. So every time we wish to think of the greatness, the exaltedness of the Creator, we need to think, how do we awaken the friends?
Yes, because we actually depend on them. And whatever they think is what we think. They are our environment. So the thoughts that are in them is what enters us. This is why all of our work is on strengthening the environment, raising the importance of the goal within our environment.
Maybe man's annulment in the environment he's in can be in an environment where there's greatness and exaltedness, but it takes only a drop. To the extent we annul ourselves in the temple, we have the strength to rise above reason.
If we have the greatness and importance of the Creator, it enables us to rise above reason.
For that, we have some means, as we read in the article. Make yourself a love by yourself a friend. We need to do this with the friends as well to reach above reason.
Above reason means above the will to receive. We need to think in the lesson and ask forces for the friends so that we will be rewarded with being in that state.
And we need to remember that these forces are not forces that come from within me. It will always be against my desire, against what I feel at the moment. And in general, you shouldn't be so excited about what you feel. You should just do what you need to do with the friends.
And to remember, in addition to everything you said, which is true, that we are a pipeline, we pass the light on. We shouldn't take into consideration our thoughts and states, and in general, what's happening with us. We have a role. We have to be tight with Rav, stay close to the sources, in order to reach becoming one kli so that we can pass the light to the whole world.
Greatness, the loftiness of the Creator stem from the fact that he has no thought about himself, self-love, self-interest. It's only love towards the outside. That's what we try to be.
Like Rav said yesterday evening in the Zohar evening lesson, one who is in this stall has no questions. If you need to do something, you do it. Questions come from the ego, from the will to receive. We have many opportunities to bestow. The whole world is wide open before us. For us to just give to it, pass the light to it. So we have to annul before Rav and pass on to the world like a pipeline.
This virus suffocates us. Every day we need to Right now, before the lesson, we need to connect and to help each other throughout the lesson, to go above reason, to listen to the Kabbalists, despite the fact that we don't want to. We need to listen to them, not to resist, and together to penetrate deep inwards and then to release it outwards.
Therefore, it's not the work of each one against himself, against his own objections. You have to pray for the friends, ask for them. This way it turns out that everyone is working for everyone, and it's not that every person has to fight within himself.
This week, I've emphasized the fact that our whole work is through prayer. We help each other understand what's worthy to ask for.
Tfila.
A prayer. May there be a will before you, the Lord our God, who hears the prayer of his people Israel, as you were with our forefathers, that you will prepare our heart and set our thoughts and place a prayer in our mouth and listen to the voice of your people who plead you. Therefore, merciful God, as you have promised to our forefathers, bring us closer to your work, indeed and in truth, and set in our heart that we will see the merits of our friends and not their shortcomings, and gather us beneath your roof and accept our prayer to give you contentment. Amen. May it be so.